Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tyre Power, Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer, keeping you safe on the roads. Tyrepower.com.au.
Morn Team Kia at Cheltenham, leading Kia vehicles and servicing.
Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh. Let's
go! 14 minutes to 7, Adelaide is buzzing at the moment with the Oakbank Easter Festival on in a few weeks' time. Tickets are now available, and Bix, as we know, Melbourne is certainly buzzing with round 2 approaching us. It all kicks off tonight. 6:50, the ball is bounced at the MCG between Carlton and Geelong. For our local sides, Adelaide have a home game against Richmond on Saturday afternoon. Prior to that, Port Adelaide head over to the MCG for primetime footy, taking on a Collingwood side who have had a brilliant start to the season, similarly to the way that they finished 2022. Sure. One of the players who's really responsible for their great form is a young player formerly from West Adelaide too, John Noble. Morning, John. Thanks for joining us on SENSA. Why are you up so early?
Morning, guys. just early start, early finish. So, good to get up early and get stuck into going for Port.
Well, we appreciate your time, John. First of all, I want to start with, Jeremy Howe. We saw what happened on the weekend, and it was a terrible injury. We just want to make sure, how's he feeling? How's he going? And have you got any updates on what they've been able to do for Jeremy?
Yeah, so obviously, really unfortunate to see what happened to Howie. He's obviously a massive part of our team and club, and he lives and breathes our values. So it was unfortunate to see what happened to him. He's gone through his processes and surgery over the weekends, but in terms of an update, I think the club's going to come out with something in the next hour or so. We're all throwing our arms around him and supporting him as much as we can.
When we think about Jeremy Howe, we think about exactly what he did on the weekend. He just flies. He has no sort of regard for his own safety. In a lot of ways, it's remarkable that he hasn't had more injuries, because every week he seems like he falls off the top of a ladder in an awkward way. It's an underappreciated courage to really fly high and go for your marks as often as he does.
It really is, to be honest. And, even just watching him go about his business, whether it's at training or in-game when he does those acts, it really lifts your spirits in different ways. And you're right, it's a real courageous act. He puts his body on the line week in, week out for us. And, it's no different. He doesn't think twice about it. So, we're really lucky to have him.
Let's talk about the transformation. Craig McRae arrived at the footy club. You'd finished 17th the year before. You had a remarkable season last year, which took you to within a point of playing in a grand final. You're playing exciting footy. You're playing in front of big crowds. You've had close wins. Tell you what, it's been a bit of a whirlwind, but it's been a great ride for you in the last 18 months.
It really has, to be honest. Flying and the supporting staff and players and coaches that have come in with him have really set us up in our environment, in terms of getting us really well prepared for games week in, week out, and everyone's buying in, which is really positive.
What was really interesting, John, we were sitting in the SEN studios yesterday having a look at some of the replays of round one, and coincidentally the highlights came up from your match against Geelong, and we saw Ollie Henry's goal and him celebrating to the Collingwood fans. And then we said, well, hold on, this is where Collingwood turn it around. No matter how much they're trailing by, they have belief that they can win games. And that must be a really special feeling to have amongst the playing group, to know that you have what it takes to win games no matter where you are at on the scoreboard.
It is, and it's a really powerful thing in footy. You saw it with us last year with winning a lot of consecutive games, under a goal or two goals or whatever they may have been. But that comes back to the belief and the structure around us with Fly and our staff and players and, coaches, everyone above in the club is really bought into where we want to go and where we want to take this club. And, that's bleeding out onto the field at the moment. So we train those moments. We know how to handle them. Everyone's on the same page. So, you know, for us, it's not really a surprise, but it's also it's really good and pleasing that we've got that belief and getting those results.
I've been really impressed by Darcy Moore. He was announced as captain, and everything he's said and done since then, it sort of, in a lot of ways, surprised me. I didn't see him in that way. You work really closely with him as a defender, and he's obviously a defender as well. Is that the way he's always been? How long's this sort of leadership trajectory been going on for Darcy? And it looks like he's really comfortable in that position.
Yeah, Darcy's an unbelievable leader, and probably one that has flown under the radar a little bit in terms of exterior people seeing that from him. But, you know, he's a really strong individual. He's got a really strong presence when he's around the club, sets really high standards for everyone, has an amazing leadership qualities in terms of his voice. You know, the way he goes about his business is second to none. And, you know, we were really pleased to announce him as our captain. And, yeah, it's awesome for him to have that opportunity. He's done an amazing job so far.
Now, of course, your opponent this week is Port Adelaide. They had a great win against Brisbane at home. Talk to us about the preparation this week. Bit going on. They've got some young midfielders. They've got some firepower up forward. You would have had a look at them closely. What are you expecting this week?
Yeah, they're an impressive side, and they have been for the last couple of years. They're a well-oiled machine, and you know they'll present challenges like everyone else. But our preparation doesn't change in terms of we'll look at the oppo, we'll pick them apart, see what we can exploit, see what we can manage, train it on field. Have a couple of training sessions this week for our main sessions and break them down like that. You know, it's an exciting time for the competition. It's really even at the moment with teams pushing for finals. You know, there was a number of teams that didn't play finals last year that probably you could have thrown them in the top eight. So, yeah, it's really exciting, and we really encourage all our fans to get down there because it's amazing for us to have them there. They're like another player for us, and playing a team like Port in such good form is going to be exciting for them.
One of the most frequently asked questions about the past couple of weeks, John, is the surface at the MCG. We noticed it at Adelaide Oval on the weekend because Ed Sheeran played in South Australia too. There was a few moments where players were slipping at the MCG. So do you feel it's going to feel a lot more comfortable now because there's been a week in between games?
Yeah, potentially. To be honest, it wasn't a noticeable difference. You know, there wasn't a lot of people that spoke about it or anything like that in particular. You know, the G is obviously used for a number of different events and things like that. But, yeah, to be honest, it didn't really... It wasn't a noticeable difference. But, you know, if the result went a different way, we might be talking about it. But, yeah. For us, it was just business as usual.
What are you doing away from football to keep your mind stimulated? We know that it's round two now, so there's a lot of focus on the footy. But when you have a bit of downtime, what are you doing with yourself, John Noble?
Yeah, it's really important to have that work-life balance, I think. And, you know, a lot of players are studying. But for me, it's more so just keeping touch with my family. Obviously, being in different states, it can be tough sometimes. So keeping in touch as much with them as I can, catching up with my brother, spending time with my partner Annabelle and doing a little bit of study on the side as well. So, yeah, it's important to have that balance. Footy can be very consuming in its own right, but, yeah, it comes with a job.
John, we've really enjoyed watching you progress. You've been one of the success stories from the mid-season draft, 70 games, and you're going strong. You're really important part of that running defence, attacking defence with Braden Maynard and Darcy Moore. And we wish you all the best going forward for the rest of the year.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
One of those really disappointing chats, Bix, where you hear someone like John Noble and you think he's so mature and so calm and collected and he's 25 years of age, and I think I'm 14 years older than him and I can't even string a sentence together.
Nah, look, once again, to be drafted mid-season, he ended up going over and I think played late that year and just took it all in his stride. And he's one of these players, when you look at all the physical attributes, there's plenty of players who can run as fast as him and kick as well as him. He's not overly tall. But what he does do is he has composure. He thinks his way through most situations. He's clearly dedicated. He must clearly know all the structures and game plans, and he's got huge trust within that Collingwood side. So well done to him. And you would think he's got plenty of football left to play. At 25 years of age, he's going to be a really important member of Collingwood going forward for a number of